Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Seven Dust, The Day I Tried to Live. It's really good.
I love that. Already shazammed it from my ear.
It's really, really good, man. Hey man, how are you, LJ?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm better now for hearing that song. That's I got to tell you, most bands, you know this, when you do a cover, from a less musically adept band with a catchy hook song. You don't go, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do Soundgarden with Chris Cornell." I mean, it really is some balls, and it sounds amazing, man. I think you did every bit of justice to that.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
That was y'all. That was very hard when it, we wanted to do a cover for this new 7 Us album, and we didn't know what to do. And, of course, we had a lot of things in the pot, and we're all Soundgarden fanatic and fans. And Elvis kind of mentioned us doing it. I remember talking to him and saying, man, really? You know, Chris Cornell, Soundgarden, you really think that... this is something that we'll be able to nail. You know, to all due respect, and
of course,
let's do this. And I think it turned out great. But, you know, the odd thing about it is that song a long time ago when it came out, a lot of people thought that Chris was writing about suicide and bad things. And honestly, what the song was truly about was him waking up and trying to do new things in the world and not being stuck in the same place. And I feel like it's kind of ironic with what's going on in the world today that for whatever reason, it was kind of line right for it to come out now.
Right.
And, for sure, things are not, things are a little better. But I think that overnight, in a certain kind of way, we kind of watch the world change with everything that's going on. So I hope that this song, people kind of get a good feeling from it. You know what I mean?
No, I think The Day I Tried to Live, if you go back and read those lyrics, it's very apparent what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, let me give you the quick feedback on this from the text line first. 3235, it's fantastic. 5196, I don't normally like covers, but this is great. 2016, holy yes, that's good. 2311, I love it. Lejeune does a great job. 4782, home run. 0584. Holy yes, I effing love that cover. Somebody, if that song was a football and LJ was a Chiefs player, that would be a Super Bowl victory.
let's go have a social distance parade.
Yeah, right? That's it really, because it takes a lot of guts, man, to touch a cover like that. It just does. I mean, again, most people want to go back and, you know, Mama Don't Dance, Papa Don't Rock and Roll. You know right. what I mean? Like, they want to go find a smoking in the boys' room.
T, what did I say to you off the air earlier, yeah. unsolicited? What did I say? Dare I say, and I respect Chris Cornell, I love that song done that way even more.
Yeah.
It's just the way you did it. I truly, and I love Chris Cornell like everyone else does. Just incredible. Yeah.
it was very cool. That was actually the last song that I recorded before I flew home at 5 o'clock in the morning at the end of the album. And let me tell you what, it was a draining experience because I sang, I think, 13 songs each, you know, that up until then. And so it was, for me, it was a magical experience, you know, to be in the room and to get it done. And then now to hear it and hear the response. And it's only been since midnight, so it's really cool to see the love. And I just hope that love pours out and, you know, pours over into other things.
Well, that's it. That's all. You know what? We've had this discussion 100 times, LJ. All you can do is be the change that you want to see and raise better kids and hope the world, you know, finds its path. And that's, there's, I wish there was a better answer, but that's it. All you can do is do your part and be a good human being.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for saying that. So check this out. We found out that the album is coming out at the end of the year, and touring is looking like what we call Nashville style. And for people that don't know what that means, is we're doing it Thursday through Sunday in the markets when it's safe. So that's some good news for us to actually be talking that far.
You mean making money?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm still waiting on the check. Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible for bands. You guys, I'm telling you, everybody listening right now, if you love music, buy the bands you love, buy their music. Don't rip it off. Don't download it. I mean, literally buy it, because right now bands are they can't survive. They have families. They can't tour. Buy their merch. Buy their albums. Buy everything. Buy a band that you love, no matter what bands. Hopefully it's a band like Seven Dust, but no matter what band you love, you need to really buy their stuff right now, because they are dying out there.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that, man. Well, at this point, I'm getting ready to get on the corner with my mask and start thinking.
I'm telling you, man, it's
with a radio,
right? You can be a busker. That you need to get a dog. The trick with singing on corners is you got to have an animal.
Oh, I just want a real short girl to dance beside me with a bell.
Right, right.
Like, wait a second. I mean, I want you to be able to look. Listen, you can't hear it first.
Listen, I've seen King's videos. That kid, I would give him money any day. He is a rock star. This little guy has got so much personality, and he is so fearless. When you point a camera at him, you just truly can't not get into it.
Oh, wait till you see what just he got received in the mail. His grandmother Gigi sent him an electric guitar with an amp, a Fender amp. There's 2 ukuleles that have been sent here from her. Jade's playing the ukulele. He saw the ukulele after he got the electric guitar. Was upset about that. So his ukulele gets here Monday. You wake up. If it's not the drums now, it's straight up electric guitar blasting.
Nice.
And then I noticed the other day, I said, listen, Kingston, now, since he's sleeping and taking a nap with her little guinea pig, Danielle DeVito, it just gets crazy. You know? So anyway, you need to leave that down, and Daddy will be back to see you. So as I close the door, you guys, I notice right when I close the door, he looks to see if I'm gone, and he turns it right back up to 9. I'm like, okay, he's a rocker.
He just looks at you and goes, if it's too loud, you're too old, Dad.
There you go. I mean, I watched him turn it back up to 9, like I wasn't even in the room or the house. He's not going to hear this. Still some learning. He wants to say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, King. How are you?
Came down too bad. He said, "How are you?"
Oh, good.
Hey, I miss you. We need to shoot some fireworks soon.
He said he misses you.
I miss you too.
You want to shoot some fireworks? You want to shoot some fireworks? Say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I love him.
This is all over. We can do it.
Say, tell him again. Say that. Come here.
This is all over. We can do it.
He said, "When this is all over, we can do it."
Oh, I love him so much. Such a good dude, man.
You're cute. Now stop jumping on the couch. Get out. Hey, man, I guess Daddy Boot Camp around here, man. Drop down and give me, like, at least 3 push-ups. Come on, you can do it.
You, so if you're just doing a show, LJ from 7 Dust, they just released at midnight last night a cover of Soundgarden's A Day I Tried to Live, which is incredible. Man, and it's, you know, anything right now, for me, anything. New music, something. The thing I love about, like, we were just talking about Blackberry Smoke covering Midnight Rider. There's a comfort in a great band doing a song you already love. Mm-hmm. There's a true comfort in that. And I don't know how else to explain it, but it's easy. You already know the words in the back of your head, even and the fact that it's a band you love, like a Seven Dust or a Blackberry, that you just it just feels better to you. It's a genuine comfort.
Oh, wow, right on. I look so forward to once we're able to get back out on the road, not only to do the new Seven Dust album, but to also engage this song into the set. And I think it's, you know, I think it's really cool, you know, the timing and what's going on in the world. And I think that we'll all remember and reflect once we're able to get back together and realize and say, hey, you know what, we got past this and we beat this and we're look at us now, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, history will remember how we acted and who was good and who wasn't, you know? It's
absolutely.
And when we get back to this, it's going to be so great to do live shows again. Imagine how much energy coming out of the shoot like that, like you guys, the band and the audience, everybody.
I constantly dream about that and imagine what it's going to be like. And yeah, like you said, that energy, you know, because that's the energy that you can't bottle up. I mean, it's just I don't know how to explain being able to be a live performer and being amongst those people, and that energy is incredible. So I can't wait. Everyone's been sitting around and waiting for this. So, yeah, I think any concert's going to be incredible at this point.
Right? But just that volume again. You think about how long it's been since we've heard the volume. You know, that bass bin just ripping right through your chest with the huge guitars and the big vocal. I mean, think how long. It's been month after month after month since I've been to one. Mm-hmm. And it's
going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time once we get this together and people start walking around like it's 1999.
No. Hey, so did you finish your project yesterday? I'm trying to get a hold of him, and all I get is this picture. He's like, I'm in the middle of something. It's really good. But tell Nikki what you were putting together yesterday.
Okay, so let me tell you. Oh, my, the beautiful people at Traeger Grills, if you know that grill.
Yeah,
company.
Yeah, really nice.
Incredible. I have a good, great friend of mine, Giovanna, that you met, hooked me up with those guys, and they said, hey, we're going to send them a grill out. Of course, I'm thinking it's a regular size grill. That's what you would have thought. Well, yesterday I had to book an appointment and everything for the FedEx guy to come, and I hear a beep, beep, beep. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a bigger truck, and it's a nice size semi outside my front yard. And this guy comes and rings the doorbell. He's like, hey, I said, is that my grill? He's like, yes, sir. And he said, where would you like it? And I said, I want it on the front porch right here. And he kind of laughed at me. I can't put it there. He said, how about the garage? And I was like, oh, well, okay, well, that's not where I want it, but okay. You put it in the garage. He's like, well, it's 310 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, they said, did they send you with the Ironwood series one? Ironwood series?
Yes. What in the coronavirus is going on around here?
Yeah.
So he pulls this thing inside the garage. He's like, this is great. I've delivered so many of them. I had to get my own. You're going to love this one. But this one's a little big. And I said, what you going to do with the crate? He said, well, that's yours, too. And left.
No, that's the new Kingston Fort, man. That thing, you flip it over, cut a door in it, and he's got himself a new place.
Oh, my God. The kids already like the box more than the grill.
Sure.
So, no, it's incredible, man. I can't wait. I'm getting ready to go to the store right now and get some stuff for Ash and the kids, and we're going to burn it up this weekend.
Oh, dude, that thing's beautiful.
That's a Cadillac.
Oh, man. No, man, that's like...
Mike looked at those, and he's like, I don't know.
I have to laugh, because I've had the same... I had this conversation with Jesse the other day. He's all tore up about those, the eggs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the egg.
Oh, yeah, the eggs are great.
And he's just, and I'm trying to explain to him. I go, dude, I don't cook. I go, you know that. I go, he goes, man, you've got to get one. He goes, it's incredible. And I go, I know, I hear you. I know.
You know, people that cook.
But it's something about, it's guys like LJ, like Jesse, there's that type A personality. Once they get it and they get excited about it, they have to do it forever because they get really good at it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I got to tell you, I got Grubhub on my phone.
That's awesome. I got to try it because, you know, it's got the wood chips and all that. So I'm concerned about that. I'm sure I'm going to burn something up at first, but I'm going to have fun learning.
Yeah, man. There's all kinds of great stuff. And what a great, listen, that's, if we can get anything out of all this weirdness, it's take some time and learn something new.
Oh, absolutely, man. And I tell you what, and it's something I think about, too, how everything has kind of changed in the world, and we've slowed down. But then I think about what you guys have been doing, and y'all have been going into the studio every single day since this has gone on. So not only do you see it, what's going on around you because you go to work, it's just, how does that feel for y'all to actually, you haven't stopped. I mean, in the you're not going to restaurants and, you know, been at Coconuts partying with everybody.
Right. No, that's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing, obviously, because you're still here. So what does that feel like?
It's great to be here. And I'm incredibly thankful to be still in the air, because I'd just be losing my mind if I was at home. I mean, I really can't let the pressure build up too much. And then sometimes we talked about in the studio, like everybody was getting really tense and we all started snapping. Yeah. And because it's so much negative. And so what do you do? So you have to make a decision like, hey, either if we report the truth and the news and what's going on out there, then it's a bummer.
Yeah.
And if we don't, then we're kind of irresponsible.
Right. And like, so, like you're trying to not highlight it.
Right.
You know,
and I'm like, man.
Ignore it.
So, you know, hopefully we're just trying to kind of, as everything slows down, you hope that you can do less bad news as the days go by. Less deaths from COVID, less people being harmed and hurt, less destruction of property, everything. Just all the above. You hope that it can calm a little bit, but you know, it's a weird thing. Some days I'm incredibly happy to be here. Other days you're just praying for 10 o'clock.
I hear you. Well, I just want to let you guys know that I'm sure on behalf of everybody in Kansas that listens that we appreciate what y'all do. We love you guys.
Well, I love you. So
thank you.
Listen, we need to go ride motorcycles.
Need to do something. I mean, I hadn't ridden one of my bikes so long. I still got my fat Wagtron. If you just don't go so fast, I can kind of keep up with you.
Listen, you know what? Ride one of mine.
20 or 15 miles. I want to ride an electric bike. And I need to get out to Worth Hauley since they're giving away free Hauleys.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to pay until 30 or whatever it is. I want one.
Hey, let me tell you something. Here's the only problem I have with you riding my motorcycle. Is I look over and I realize I've never looked that cool on my own motorcycle. Uh-huh. And it pisses me off. I took a picture of him and riding down the street next to him, and I took a picture and just sent it to him. I was like, you understand, I've never looked like this.
No.
You look like an ad for a motorcycle. I look like I stole it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's awesome, man. Motorcycles are cool for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of guys that you see on me.
Right? Yeah, right. Well, hey, come ride that electric bike. That one, Chad from up in Atchison just took his motorcycle test, and so he's bringing that back. Belshi's been stuck at my house, you know, because he's been quarantined. He's finally out of quarantine now. But during his downtime, I'm telling you, though, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. My garage is completely reorganized, and he got bored, and he loves to detail stuff. He detailed the bikes.
Oh, so, man, that's great to come back home to.
Yes.
Tell him to clean up one, slice all it off, and leave it outside, and I'll be over there.
That's right. If you think I haven't had him do that already, that's how I got my street light over to Sassy's house. I was like, hey, man, spray that thing down with some lights on, leave it out in the front.
Back away.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, it's great to hear that he's doing well, man. I knew the guy about you would pull through it. He's a strong brother, so that's good news, not for only him and his family, but for people around, and to see that if you do the right thing, you can definitely beat this thing.
Hey, when do you think, I mean, because I know that you guys, you take this so very seriously, and I'm very glad for that, but do you think that you'll, because you really haven't left, and you and I haven't seen each other in months.
I mean, I'm not afraid to see you. Or anything.
Yes, you are. Now I'm taking it personally now. Do I have to come with my papers? I'll come with my test papers.
No, you don't have to do that at all. I'm not afraid of that at all. I know you're busy, but I tell you what, this is the places that we will not go to, the places that we used to go to. So what
right.
I do now
right.
to remind myself is we do a evening drive. And now the kids kind of ask about if I forget or if I don't feel like it. And they're like, Dad, let's go do our drive. And so we get in the car and we go past all the restaurants that we used to love. And now you look and it looks like Spring Break 99 outside.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're right.
He's like me. All you see is disease. That's
Florida Georgia Line is playing at these places. I'm like, what's going on?
I wish they would.
I mean, is there a concert? Is this the overflow from? Because wait a minute, they're all inside too. Wait.
We just had the discussion about people pouring out the patio.
Mayor,
but even if it's over with, y'all were in there too much before that we can't go in after.
I may or may not have developed a new thing I do. Like, we'll go out riding and stop a couple places that just are places I know of, not businesses.
Uh-huh.
And maybe everybody has a little portable cocktail, stops down, talks for a minute, and then rides a little further.
See, that's, you know, I'm kidding. Yes, cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's ride.
I'm telling you, like, that's, we've discovered a new way. We're like, all right, we're going to go by the river, then we're going to go out to the country, then I'm going to go over here.
Drinking has become remote. Like,
yeah, well,
find
I'm
new
not
locations.
Saying I'm drinking and driving. I'm just saying a small sippy sip
I
once
mean,
in a while.
A Shasta.
Yes.
He's not partying like it's 1999 like the other folks.
No.
Yeah, but I have a route now, and I don't want to give it up because I don't want people to be on it.
Mm-mm.
But I can tell you, like, I literally have a route that goes from here to downtown Kansas City, through the Bottoms, around over into Fairfax, and then back to my house. I have a route now that I can do.
That's a beautiful ride. I'll
love
to do that with you.
You should come and do it, man. You know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. We should call Artie and ask him if he'll open up 2 hours early just for you and I and a couple people and play pinball if he's got a day over there that he's got to get something done, and let us come inside and hang out with nobody else.
I'll do it. I mean, I'll go down there with the mask on and do the social distancing when it's open, period.
Yeah, they're really good about it.
I ain't get ready to tongue kiss no dude and have him sit on me and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with it. I'm good with everything.
Hey,
especially if I'm with you, Johnny, I know I'm cool. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be fun, man. We should go do it. I think you'd really enjoy it, and it'll be good. You'll be so happy when you get out. And I got to tell you again, congratulations on the Soundgarden cover of the day I tried to live. If you're just joining the show, I'll play it again before the end of the show for sure so people can hear it. And it's really good.
Thank you so much.
It's really good, man. It makes me happy.
Thank you so much for the support.
Well, that's not even support. It's just honesty. It's really good. It's just, I mean, that's not me being a friend to you. That's not like, you know what I mean? I always feel funny about that when I'm like, no. And you know me. I'm a genuine fan. And if I like a band and I like music, then I'm just real super passionate about it. So it's, yes, I would support anything you do. I really love this.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of the work we're able to put together. And again, thank you for playing that. And I hope everyone gets, brightens up your day a little bit, you know, with something different that's going on with all this crazy stuff that's happening right now. We can't forget, but we can definitely try to make it better and keep on moving.
All right. I love you, man. Give my family my love to all the family. And again, just call me when you can. Actually, let's catch up today so we can finish on that discussion from yesterday.
Let's definitely talk about that. I got something to tell you about that. But I love y'all. Thanks, everyone, and y'all have a beautiful weekend. And I will see you and talk to you soon.
Love you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.